Baltimore's acting mayor Jack Young is kicking off his first week in his temporary office by lobbying the Maryland General Assembly on a bill that could move state funding out of Pimlico. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
This morning in Annapolis, Young asked lawmakers to kill a bill that would change state subsidies to favor Laurel Park over Pimlico. The latter has hosted the Preakness Stakes for nearly 150 years. Young, who's filling in for Mayor Catherine Pugh during her leave of absence, has made it clear Pimlico is a big priority of his. He says Governor Hogan could issue an executive order that would make its owners, the Stronach Group, formally discuss its future with Baltimore officials. Here's Young talking about that order.
I'm going to speak to the governor. I don't know whether he's going to accept it or not, but if he do an executive order, it would be no need for this building.
Young has called that bill the final nail in the coffin for Pimlico. Other Maryland lawmakers, including Delegate Cheryl Glenn, have told Young they want to keep the Triple Crown's middle jewel in Baltimore.
We'll work with you, and we want to be in the fight with you as we are for the Preakness. We're not going to throw in the white flag.
Governor Hogan has not commented on Young's idea of an executive order. I'm Emily Sullivan reporting for WYPR 88.1.